There is potential inside of you that you have not been able to act upon because you have been spending your time on other things. Welcome to the Consultant CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Brashana Miller, where we help corporate consultant CEOs who are tired of being at the mercy of their business and an overworked consultant. If you know you were meant for more and are ready to get back in control of your consultancy, escape the burnout, and earn more, you are in the right place. On this podcast, we'll empower you to elevate into your CEO role, lead and scale your consultancy with a rock-solid team, and drive growth towards a sustainable and profitable consulting business that you love. Let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Consultant CEO Podcast. Super excited to have you here with me today. In this episode, we're going to start talking about being able to start having that big picture vision and being more in control of your consultancy and being able to guide your business versus being the one whose head is always down on the computer, in the sand, under the water, you name it. You can't see where things are going until you pop your head up. And then when you look up, you realize that your business is in a place where you didn't intend for it to be. You have a certain life that you really didn't intend to have. It's just that the consultancy basically took over and now you have to get things back into alignment. Part of being able to avoid that is you have to learn how to delegate. I'm going to tell you about just a couple of ways you can actually delegate so that you can feel empowered and you can feel comfortable as well as feel confident in how you are delegating and what you are delegating so that you can really take ownership of the business and stop letting all of these nitnoid tasks take ownership of you. First thing is I want you to understand is why is delegating so important? I'm sure that this is not the first time that you've heard about delegation. You understand what that is. You know what that entails, but just because you know that's what that entails doesn't mean that you actually know how to properly do it. And maybe you haven't really seen the benefits or haven't seen the results or the return on your investment when it comes to delegating. And there could be a few reasons behind that. But for today, we're just going to explore why is delegation important. Delegation allows you as a CEO to be able to focus on high level tasks. If you are still in the day-to-day weeds of your business, if you're still finding yourself stuck in the minutiae of your business, you're still doing all of the penny tasks, the nickel tasks, the quarter tasks, the $10 tasks in your business, and you are constantly finding yourself on this hamster wheel, constantly finding yourself grinding, having to do everything because you are wearing 10 hats in your business to include the CEO hat, then you are finding yourself constantly in that grind of a business. And let me just tell you right now, the grind has no mercy on you. If you allow the grind to be what it is going to work you endlessly. So you are going to have to get out of the grind. The grind is not going to stop itself. It's not going to slow itself down by default. It's not going to do that on its own. You're going to have to take ownership. You're going to have to put your hands back on the steering wheel. You're going to have to put your foot on the brakes and start driving your business like you are in control of your business. That's one of the reasons why delegating is so important, because it allows you to come out of the day-to-day tasks. If you find yourself constantly working in your business instead of working on your business, then you need to start delegating. If you're trying to elevate, you must delegate. You cannot elevate in your role and stay on the bottom floor in your business at the same time. That is why you find yourself stretched thin already. So we want to get you out of that so that you can start spending your time doing more high-level tasks. There are certain functions of a CEO in the consultancy business that you have and only you have. You may be able to do many things in your business that other people can do, but you have a CEO role and responsibility that no one else can take on for you. You cannot delegate your CEO role. You can delegate tasks. You can delegate your marketing. You can delegate your calendar management, but you cannot delegate your role. You are always going to have the responsibility of being the one who is the visionary of the business. You are the one who is going to have to lead the business with strategy and with the vision. In order for you to do that successfully and effectively without burning yourself out, you need to have a team of people who can take on some of those tasks for you so that you can widen your aperture. You can see more than what you were able to see before because you're no longer having your eyes and your energy and your focus on these little small tasks. Having delegation as part of your operating model is important because that will give you the ability to be able to do things that you would not be able to do otherwise as a CEO. Another reason why delegating is so important is because it allows you to also have better time management, better resource optimization. When you are taking things off of your plate, you now can start thinking about how you can better leverage your team members. The benefit for you is that you get to have better work-life balance, and having a better work life or a higher quality of life should be a priority for you. In order to be a really high performing and an effective CEO, being confident in your role is that you need time to step away from the business. You need time to be able to think. You need time to be able to breathe and allow your brain to just explore and be curious so that you can continue to be able to have big ideas and think a little bit and brainstorm with a clear head and also be able to bring innovation into your business. But if you're going to continue to stay stuck on the same thing every day, every week, every month, you're not going to be able to do any type of innovation in your business. You won't even have as much time to stay on top of your industry because you're still stuck on this hamster wheel. When you are spending your time doing these things that are not allowing you to operate and function in your zone of genius, you're doing your business a disservice. You're also being a disservice to yourself as well as your team members. If you want to do right by your business, if you want to do right by yourself, then delegation is really important. It's one of the first things you need to start considering as you elevate in your CEO role. Some of you struggle with delegating is because there's just this fear of letting go. You have been doing things the way you want to do them for the longest. You are an expert. You have it down packed. You can do it with your hands behind your back. You can do it with your eyes closed. You are a genius at what it is that you do, but you have to get to the point where you are no longer worried about letting go of certain things. That means that you cannot have this micromanagement mentality where you delegate to someone, but then you're still trying to be in all the things and still trying to make sure they're doing all of the things right, because then that also creates a different type of culture in your business that you don't necessarily want to create. You have team members, they are going to make mistakes too, but you have to get over the fear of letting go and then trusting that work with someone else who has the skill set, who can help you. You can't have this micromanagement mentality because that in and of itself, that will also overwhelm you. And not only overwhelm you, it's going to overwhelm the person who's doing the work. It just creates a really tense situation. So when you are delegating, you are actually investing in your own professional development, and you're also investing in the team members because now you've given you and that other person both an opportunity to rise to the next level. And that is what you want as a CEO. You want your business to rise to the next level, which means that you have to rise to the next level. And then the people who are supporting you, they have to rise to the next level too, so that they can support you on the journey. So you can't have the mentality of I'm going to rise to the next level, but then you're leaving everybody else to not do anything. So you have to really change the way you're operating. You have to start looking at where are some bottlenecks that you need to start opening up so that you can start to bring the necessary things into your business to grow and to move forward. Some people, they just want to go straight into what technology, what tools do I need? They want to go straight into the technology. And you never start out with the technology because you don't shape your business model around the technology. The technology supports the processes, and the processes have to support the business. Usually people are thinking about, what do I need to buy? What tool do you need? You don't need a tangible tool, but you need a tool, and it's called delegation. Delegation is actually a tool that you can use to open up areas in your business for improvement. So you may have a couple of limiting beliefs around delegating. You are not alone. There's always this limiting belief, this FOMO, this fear of missing out. In order to overcome that, usually their first course of action is, well, I just need to be in the room. I need to do this. I need to be a part. I need to overlook this. I need to see this. I need to be on this email. I need to know everything. And you have to get to that place in your business where you don't need to know everything. Now, it's important that you understand overall what is going on in your business. The other thing about delegation, it allows you to create a culture of communication, collaboration, and transparency. These will make a huge difference in your business, because that means that when you're delegating, you now have shown that team member that you trust them with this. And then if you have any type of measurable outcomes, any KPIs, any key performance indicators, that will help them help you. You give them the tools, the resources, the equipment, whatever it is, but you are equipping them with the necessary things they need in order to get the job done. So you have that communication with them. You have that collaboration with them. You're giving someone else the opportunity to be great at, and then they can show you how well they can perform in their role. So delegation allows you to build this culture of trust. It builds a positive and also an inclusive environment. So everybody has the chance to participate, to contribute, and to bring value to the business. And it allows you to see what it is that they can do, because sometimes their team members will actually surprise you and do things that will wow you more than you wowed yourself. It's important that you encourage your team members to take on these tasks. Then everybody can go and do and just be the geniuses that they are. I want to also just talk a little bit about what is necessary when you are actually delegating, and that is having clear communication. Having clear communication and expectations. Expectation management is so crucial for you as a CEO, for your team members, for your clients. You need to have good expectation management. That is a leadership skill. You also have to have clear communication, because it may sound clear to you, but it may not necessarily be clear to that person. That is one thing that I know for sure, is that it's usually clear in your head, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's clear to that person. So you need to be very clear in how you communicate a particular task. You have to set the outcomes or the outputs, make it very clear to them, and also set the expectation. What do you need? When do you need it? How do you need it? These things need to be communicated up front so that there's no confusion about what that team member is actually doing. It needs to be very clear to them. If there's a particular goal, if there's a deadline, these things need to be communicated to them. Again, it's managing expectation. And it also helps both of you, because then that means that there's less back and forth going on about this one thing, because then that's also going to continue to pull you away from the things that you need to be focused on. So if you take the time to make sure that you're absolutely clear on what it is that you want them to do, and you communicate that clearly, you set the expectation, you have the KPIs or whatever the measurable outcomes, the goal, the deadline, the thing is that you've made that very clear to them. Because this is something that you have been communicating with yourself in your own head, things that you have been doing for many years over and over again. So the communication is very clear inside of your head. However, the person who's on the receiving end of what it is that you're saying doesn't necessarily mean that it is just as clear to them as it is to you. One of the things that I recommend that you do when you're delegating is, once you've set that expectation, you've set the tone, you've communicated what it is that needs to get done, then you don't just let them go off and just do it. You want to make sure that you give them the opportunity to ask questions. So you should ask them, what questions do you have? Or is there anything I did not communicate clearly? You want to get that feedback as their leader and as a CEO, because this is also going to give you an opportunity to know whether what you said and what they heard are the same thing. That is part of clear communication and also setting the expectations. And it gives that team member a chance to be able to ask those questions. There are times when maybe your team member may not be comfortable asking questions. These things are real, and they do happen. So when you give your team member an opportunity to ask questions, to let them know, hey, it's okay if I didn't say it clearly, if I didn't communicate that clearly, you want to get that feedback. So after you've delegated or you communicated an expectation, you want to ask for feedback. Give them time, give yourself time to have that dialogue, because as you are having that conversation, it automatically creates trust, because you build trust through communication. Clear communication and setting expectations is really important when you are delegating. Regardless of what you're delegating, you need to communicate clearly. You have to set expectations, because no one should walk away from the conversation confused. You need to make sure that we're all on the same page. We all have level set everything. We're all starting from the same starting point. We all have the same destination in mind, and we all know what it is that we need to do to get there. Let's go into a couple of different strategies that you can use when you're delegating so that you can think about what actually makes sense for you. There's many ways you can delegate, but I think that there are certain ways you should delegate based on your leadership style, based on your strengths. You can also try different ones to see what works best for you if you've never done it before. So one strategy for delegation is think about outcome versus output, because those are not the same. You want to have certain outputs and outcomes. Let me just clarify what the output and outcome is, because those are different. Sometimes people will use the two as one of the same, and they're not. An output will be an actual deliverable. The outcome can be the result of the output. So you can have an SOP, and the result of having an SOP is that you're able to increase your production by 30% over a course of 30 days. That is an outcome. So two different things. They're related, but they're not the same. So if you have an output type of task and an outcome type of task, you can think about what's the best way you want to delegate this. Some people need output type tasks, and some people work really well with outcome type tasks. So you may say, okay, this is the SOP. I need you to follow this and then create X, Y, and Z and then send it to me. That may be your output task. And some people work really well with that, and they just need that. And then your outcome task is where you're not telling a person how to do the work. You're just basically telling them, this is what you need. You can say, I need sales to increase by 10% over the next 30 days. That's the outcome. So that's when you're not giving the person the how. Some people work really well with outcome-based and prefer to have an outcome-based type thing. And it really just depends on what you feel comfortable with. And it also depends on the skill set, because maybe you have someone on your team who works really well with just figuring things out. They like to get into brainstorming and whiteboarding and doing all of these creative things where it allows them to think big and to allow their creative juices to flow and create a way where they can create this particular outcome for you. Some people don't want to go through that, and they just want to do step one, step two, step three, step four, and then here is the final product. It's up for you to decide, but that is just a strategy on how you can delegate a task. Another way you can do it is strengths and your energy. I am also a Gallup certified Clifton Strengths coach. I've had my Clifton Strengths certification for a couple of years now. And I think you can also do your delegation by your strengths. If you take the things that you're actually working on and you put them into that strength and energy matrix, the things that you realize are low strength and low energy is where you should be delegating first, but that doesn't necessarily give you any insight into who, but at least it lets you know where you need to be offloading some things on your plate first. The other strategy you can use for delegating is simply just thinking about how much is this particular task costing you. You know how much you are worth, what your hourly rate is, if you have already worked that out based on your hourly rate. So let's just say you are $150 an hour and you're spending your time on a $25 hour task, then that's kind of a no-brainer that you need to be delegating that $25 task, because your time is worth more than $25. So then what you're doing is you're actually impacting your own profit by taking $150 an hour skill set that you have and using it for a $25 an hour task. You may think that by you doing this task that you're saving your company money, but in fact, you are not. Because rather than you going out and doing the $150 dollar an hour type work, you're spending it on $25 an hour work, that means that your business is losing money. Your company is losing money because there are other things that need to get done that require your skill set and your level of knowledge and expertise. It requires you as the visionary, as the CEO, to go and do. So you definitely need to think about the cost of your time versus the cost of the task, and then start making a plan to start delegating those things out. So there's many ways that you can delegate, but you want to do it with intention. You want to do it strategically and not just take all of the stuff and just throw it at people and say, here, go and do it, without there being any type of communication, without there being any type of intention and setting expectations when you are doing these delegation type strategies. Lastly is measuring. People need to know what they are working towards. They need to know what the definition of done is. You need to know what the definition of done is. How does that team member know the task is complete? How do they know that they have met the standard or have even exceeded the standard, except there be a baseline for them to measure themselves against? So you have to have some type of key performance indicator, something that will allow them to measure their progress, moving in the right direction, doing the right things. So you want to have some milestones, and it really just depends on what you're delegating out, but you want to have some type of way to measure the success. You cannot manage, nor can you adjust anything that you don't measure. You also want to have continuous feedback and continuous improvement. You want to make sure that you have some way to continuously improve, because you don't want things to be stagnant. Think about how you can start to open up those bottlenecks and how you can close those gaps by just simply delegating, refining, optimizing, and continuously improving. And you can adjust your delegation strategies. There are things that you can totally change and improve in your business without even having to go do a whole lot of external stuff. It's just a matter of taking a look inward and seeing what you currently have going on and start from there. Those are a few things that you can consider when you are delegating. And at the end of it all, you are actually buying your time back. When you hire people to do things for your business, you have to spend the money. But this is not a cost. This is an investment. This is you putting money into the business in the form of help, so that you can start to do the things that you need to do. So you have to really get into this mindset of, you need to buy some of your time back. You need to make the investments necessary for you to be what your business needs. I've seen it happen all too many times where the business has all the things. It has all the people, but the one thing it doesn't have is a CEO. It just has a lot of people in the business doing stuff. And that is not healthy, and that is not going to allow your business to succeed over the long term. You need to take that seat as a CEO. You need to own that role. You need to elevate and step into it and start driving the vision. You need to start setting the guide for how things are going to move. You need to start setting the tone for how you're going to operate. You need to start delegating so that you can be that CEO. There is potential inside of you that you have not been able to act upon because you have been spending your time on other things that are not increasing or growing, helping you grow in your potential, but it's actually limiting your potential. So delegation has huge benefits and a huge impact on your business and you as the leader of your company. So there's so much that goes into delegating, but it really just starts with you thinking about, what do you need to start delegating? Are you truly honoring your time? Do you value your role as a CEO? Because if you do, and you should, then you need to really start stepping into that and really taking ownership of what it is that you know that you are capable of doing, and taking ownership of your ability to lead your company in a phenomenal way. But it has to start with you, and it has to start with you really coming out of the FOMO mode and being willing to invest in you and your business growth in the form of buying your time back and getting people in the door to help you move the vision forward. Your call to action today is to bring out that piece of paper and think about what brings you energy, what doesn't bring you energy, where are you spending your high value time on low value tasks. Think about what skill sets you need in your business. So if you have any thoughts, if you had any aha moments, I want to know. I would love for you to go ahead and leave a review. And also for my listeners, if you didn't know, you can go ahead over to YouTube if you want to watch the video version of this. Subscribe and like the channel, because we're on both platforms. You pick your place, I'm there. Okay, so you all have a great day, and I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Consultant CEO Podcast. If you learned something new or gained more insight, share it with us. Head over to iTunes, go to the Consultant CEO Podcast, subscribe to the show, and leave me a review so that we can create a bigger impact together. Until the next time, be the extraordinary CEO that you are meant to be, and I'll see you on the next episode.